You're listening to SBS News.
It was a simple equation for Melbourne United. Beat crosstown rivals the South East Melbourne Phoenix and a playoff spot would be secured. After leading from start to finish, the final buzzer brought confirmation and relief for United.
It took until the very last game of the regular season and they've done it the hard way. But Melbourne United have booked their spot in the NBL final series. They'll renew their rivalry with the Sydney Kings on the back of today's win. Final score 109-90. United take fourth place.
Captain Chris Goulding led the way with 28 points.
You know, all we could do was control the performances that we put out on the floor. We changed some things up, attacked every game. We came out super aggressive and we go into the playoffs.
It seemed like a forlorn prospect only weeks ago. And as United's season hit its nadir, coach Dean Vickerman said his team clearly knew what its goal had to be in the challenging run home.
You know, we got to that point with seven games to go and we said, all right, it's a best of seven series. We've got to win it. We don't have home court advantage, and somehow, you know, we found a way to win four out of the seven, and that was good enough to get us to the finals. Obviously, the margins that we got in those two games, Illawarra, you know, even the Perth game, and then, you know, again the other night, just getting those margins in those games became the difference in the ladder at the end of the day.
They gave the Melbourne team the percentage boost it needed to leapfrog the Brisbane Bullets and the New Zealand Breakers into fourth. The result sets United up in a best-of-three semi-final series with the latter leading Sydney Kings. A clash between two traditional rivals, as there was in the AFL Women's, with Carlton taking on Collingwood. The Blues have had the wood on the woods, winning all three encounters between them since the competition's inception. But in 2020, it was the Magpies' turn to shine, running out 15-point winners.
And a sweet little slice of history for the Magpies. Their first ever win over their biggest rival and their first win at Princes Park.
Post-match Channel 7 interview with Pies defender Stacey Livingston about her role on a big-name Blues forward, only adding more spice to that rivalry.
Now you're given one of the toughest jobs in the game, the matchup against Taylor Harris. You played it perfectly. How do you personally prepare for such a tough matchup?
This is year four, so I'd like to know that I'd like to think that I know how to play on her already. But you just got to stop her in the air. That's her game. And if you can do that, she's useless.
Collingwood remains undefeated after two rounds, as do the Fremantle Dockers, Melbourne and Brisbane, which moved to the top of the Conference A ladder with a come-from-behind win over Geelong. The Lions trailed by 13 points early in the second quarter, but managed to keep the Cats goalless for the rest of the game, to run out 19-point winners. Star midfielder Emily Bates has told Fox the club is reaping the benefits from recruiting some supremely athletic players in the off-season.
I'm really proud of this group. Like, we know we have the fitness to run over any team in any game, so that really showed the way we could come back and get the win there, so really proud. I think we were losing the contested possession and we knew that, so we always know we can back our fitness just to run out games, so we just knew we had it in our legs, so we just went for it and it paid off.
With the Gold Coast Suns women recording their first ever victory, Queensland cricketers thumping Tasmania in the Sheffield Shield, and a win for the Brisbane Roar in the A-League, it was a prosperous day for sporting teams in the Sunshine State. The Roar scoring a vital away win over Western United. Other Round 19 A-League winners were Adelaide over the Central Coast Mariners and Wellington Phoenix over Melbourne City. Better news for City in the W League, stretching its lead at the top of the table with a 4-0 drubbing of Melbourne Victory. Sydney FC was too good for the Wanderers in the Sydney Derby, while Canberra saw off Adelaide in the clash of the Uniteds, 3-1.
Torstis with the cross, hacks it out. Charlie with the header, Charlie with the goal. from the American, but all sparked from that forward run from Carney Ross.
Turning our attention overseas now, and Israel Folau has made his first appearance for Catalan's Dragons in the Super League, receiving a mostly warm reception from the crowd in the French city of Perpignan. It was his first rugby league game for a decade, and he took just 6 minutes to make his mark, soaring high for a trademark try. The ex-rugby union international was sacked by Rugby Australia last year for homophobic comments on social media, and his switch to the European League has sparked more controversy. Controversy which Dragons coach Steve McNamara was keen to avoid after his recruit's successful outing with his new club.
If I go to sign a player, I work out what type of person he is. Is he a good person? Is he a good player? Will he add value to the team on and off the field? Not judging him on any political or religious belief that he's got. He will not repeat anything that was said, whether you like that or don't like it, whether you agree with it or don't agree with it. We quite clearly do not agree with it. We've said that. But that's it.
And finally, there was no controversy at the Women's Australian Golf Open, just awe at the achievements of South Korean great Inbi Park. The seven-time major winner claimed a three-shot victory at the Royal Adelaide Tournament, her 20th LPGA Tour title. The 31-year-old, former world number one, finishing 14 under to win from American Amy Olsen, with France's Perrine Delacour a shot back in third place. Gareth Borum, SBS News.